This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's talk about the power of pickle juice. And what are your expectations for Kamar Rocker this go around? And you know what? If we're going to talk about him, let's go ahead and get a highlight going of him looking awesome. Give me cut number 4, if you will, for Mr. Rocker.
Hey, off pitch. Struck him out looking too discerning there, and that was right at the knees over the middle of the plate. Back-to-back called third strikes for Rocker.
Now, going back to his last two appearances, early in June, at the end of April, he had thrown a combined 5 innings. Yesterday, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits given up, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. And I want to talk about the broader hope for him in just a second. But are you impressed at the power of pickle juice? And he drank some of it on the mound to alleviate the cramps and get going and finish out and get the win. Well, finish out the 5 innings needed to get the win.
You like pickle juice?
I don't think I've ever tried it.
Alec?
Don't hate it. Don't love it.
You a pickle fan?
Not really.
Okay. I like pickles. Pickle juice is very good. And my son Carter saw this yesterday. He was like, why is he drinking pickle juice? I was like, it helps with cramping.
And dehydrating.
Yeah, and dehydration. He was like, oh, so I need to drink more pickle juice. And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that. He goes, electrolytes. And I was like, I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows what electrolytes are.
President Camacho.
Yeah, President Camacho definitely does. If you know that reference, 877
You got to know that reference, right?
Let us know. But I had concerns initially because I had the volume down and I was like, what is happening right now? And then it looked like Bochy and was it Vargas? We're getting in a little bit of an argument, or Rojas. And I was like, oh my gosh. And Bochy said something to him. He had one word that I could tell by the way that the letter started that it was an F word.
Boch said, I think he broke the record on bottles of pickle juice he drank today.
Yeah, and he was like, I already had 2 in the dugout, so those were just extra. But I was a little concerned at first, but I'm glad that it worked out for him. Then his day was over earlier than probably it should have been. You know, I think that that was a little earlier than it should have been. But even with all the chaos that he was going through with stoppage and all that, he was able to get back on the mound and get outs. And yeah. I thought that was an important growth part for him right there.
So then my next question to go along with this, what are your expectations for Rocker this go around? So we have to keep an eye on this because there is some concerning news on the other side of this. And that's that Tyler Mahle went on the 15-day IL yesterday, although I think they put it retroactively like 3 days because of right shoulder fatigue. And so Kamar Rocker was brought up in his stead. Boch said, hey, we're going to continue to evaluate him. There's shoulder fatigue going on in that right shoulder. So we're erring on the side of caution. Give this thing some time to calm down. He said they have no timeline, but they want to make sure they clear it up so it's a short-term thing and obviously not a what would probably be a disastrous long-term situation.
Yeah, didn't it feel like This is regarding Mally?
Yeah, Mally, yeah.
Didn't it feel like the last outing they were talking a lot about his velo being kind of down and his splitter didn't, because there wasn't that same separation in speed or the, like drastic separation in speed, his splitter kind of got knocked around a little bit more. I believe that's what was happening in his last outing. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and he started to struggle and kind of regress a little bit with the strikeout to walk ratios, which we talked about with Boach last week.
It seemed like the pitches were great locations.
Yeah.
But one of the things that Mike talked about very early in the year was that it seemed like the pitch, and we talked about this with Boachy too, it seemed like coming out of his hand it was 91, but hitters acted like it was 103.
Yeah.
And lately, it seemed like they've kind of caught on to it, and maybe that was because of this. Look, man, this is middle of season baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have five starters make the whole season on many clubs.
And we always knew that Mally was going to have to be rested
because somewhere. He hasn't had that many innings, the last couple of years now. DeGrom, we're watching him, they're monitoring his innings. Ivaldi right now, he has one of those things, Kevin. I think it's just kind of a maybe for the rest of his career. He starts the season hot, takes a little bit of time off in the middle of the season, and comes back hot at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But for Mally, I was a little bit concerned because we have a bullpen day recently. How are we going to manage this? How are we, is Leiter and can Leiter and Rocker be things that you can put your team on? During this stretch.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad that enough people knew the Idiocracy
good job
reference.
Good job, y'all.
Or else I would have felt sad. Now, this kind of goes to the expectations for Rocker are kind of tied into the resiliency of the Rangers on the pitching side this year. Six of their eight starting pitching options, have already been on the injured list. So, John Gray, wrist fracture. Cody Bradford, elbow soreness. Jack Leiter, blister. Nathan Eovaldi, triceps. Rocker, shoulder impingement. And now, we just had Patrick Corbin, who has only been on the injured list twice since 2015. Him and DeGrom, believe it or not, are the only ones who haven't gone on the injured list now with Mally as well. And that does show an amazing resiliency from what's been one of the best starting pitching staffs in baseball. And then Chris Young, who, by the way, you can hear today with the G-Bag Nation, said, we're close to having Evo back. When we get Evo back, that's a pretty solid rotation. So maybe in the next 5 to 7 days, we're strapped. So this week could be a little tough.
Interesting timing.
What makes you say that?
Look, you know me. I'm always into the sandbagging idea.
Okay.
This is the part of your schedule that seems to be the easiest.
You do have the day off today, which helps.
You need the wins.
For sure.
So that kind of negates what my thought here, but Chicago, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, twice. This is where I'm interesting timing for that. But I am looking at Leiter tomorrow. No pitcher currently listed for the next day. Corbin DeGrom, no pitcher. Leiter to Corbin. That's
going to be a bullpen
scary
day.
That is scary, dude. That is a scary setup, but you don't have Skeens, so we're good there. We'll deal with him.
My guess would be you get Rocker on Saturday, Wednesday.
I would presume so, yeah.
We'll talk with him about it because we will talk with Boach on Wednesday. That feels like that kind of has bullpen day written all over it, but. So there's Chris Young saying, hey, next 5 to 7 days, we're in a tough spot. But after that, I think we're going to be pretty close and looking pretty good. Because he also said, Gray and Bradford are, taking those steps back towards being back as well.
I was looking at ESPN has currently a set, and we can discuss this tomorrow if we want, but 7 GMs with the most pressure.
Yes, yes, for sure.
The thing about that, though, is Chris Young knows he doesn't have pressure to add pitching to this team, as you were just discussing.
I would agree.
He's looking at it going, no, when we're going to get
starting
those guys
pitching,
back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, starting pitching wise, I'm really solid there.
For sure.
That's something I don't even have to stress about.
For sure.
Because when those guys come back, they're legitimate two, three ace guys.
I agree. I really do. So what are your expectations from Rocker? Now, I would love for people to be saying, I expect him to be able to stay in this rotation the rest of the season. Now, that might not be reasonable because everybody comes back, everybody's healthy, and it just becomes a numbers game. That's fine. I accept that. But let's just go off the assumption that you've seen this 8 million times. Doesn't matter what team you are. Doesn't matter what pitching staff you are. You're going to run into a variety of injuries. And so because of that, I think Rocker could have the opportunity. I would love to see Kamar Rocker be able to stay in the rotation the rest of the season, because I think that already springboards you off to a great start in 2026. Do you think that expectation is too high?
What's been his longest stretch of games? Let's see, April 6th, 12th, 17th, 23rd?
Yeah, and then he got hurt, and then obviously he had some, he got sent down for a bit.
Gotcha, okay. I think we're probably going to get inconsistency like that. I think he's going to, as long as he's healthy, he'll be in the rotation. But outings-wise, I think you're still going to get the ups and downs of a rookie starting pitcher. That's going to be real. But I think now, as long as he can keep his health, it'll be more consistent. Every 5 days, you get the ball. And I think that's important for him. And as we were discussing, the rest of the rotation kind of lends itself to that with the injuries and so forth. But I think he can. Dude, he's shown when he gets on the mound the ability to strike people out, to get guys out. He's also shown that he can get knocked around a little bit and kind of lose his way. But he has the ability to do it. But look at his innings, 5-3, 7-1, 3. It's inconsistent.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be that way for the rest of the season.
So here's an encouraging note on that. So I've got his pitch breakdown from yesterday. All right, he threw two sliders and a changeup. Don't care. Let's get that out of the way. So what was the big knock and what was the big thing that we asked Boach about last week is you can't trot out there with two pitches if you're a starting pitcher.
Yep.
Or it'll probably go poorly for you.
You have to have an out pitch.
Yes. And I know some people will argue that some of these are variations of the same pitch, but they still qualify as different pitches. Yesterday, Kamar Rocker, his top four pitches that he threw, four-seamer 24 times, sinker 21 times, cutter 18 times, curveball 16 times. All right, so that is a good breakdown. Now, again, like I said, I understand some people think some of those pitches are just different variations of the exact same pitch, and maybe you want more off-speed stuff or whatever, but you did see a discernible breakdown with four pitches as opposed to last go-around, you get these two and that's it.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to work on something. Sometimes you don't have the other ones.
For sure.
And Mike's talked about that, man. I got on the mound at this place. I didn't have my curveball. I knew it in the bullpen. And then I got out there on the mound and it wasn't there. And I knew that I was going to have to go with this, this, and this the entire game. You're right that a lot of those pitches are kind of similar. With him, it seems like one comes straight down off the table. One slides a little bit out. And he has a lot of movement on those pitches. And I think you can see it pretty sharply. Yeah. His fastball has some movement on it too. It isn't a Mark Lowe where it's just straight.
Right.
But he has the ability to go, noon to six. And when I'm talking about a clock, like the ball will drop straight down like that. So he has that ability. And you know what the great thing is too, Kevin, is it all kind of looks like it's coming out of the same tunnel from him.
Yeah.
And that's a positive thing for him right now. But he doesn't have to go out there and throw. He just needs to know he has command of certain pitches. And then hopefully it seems like Higashioka has been catching the young guys. And it seems like he's working with them a lot. Hopefully he can help him feel more confident and use. Hey, there was something last year, Kevin, or a couple of years ago, Andrew Heaney was pitching to Mitch Garver and Jonah had been hurt for a little bit. And Mitch was like, hey, man, this pitch is looking really good. We need to use this more. He said, once he told me that, it gave me the confidence that pitch looks good because I know what it looks like coming out of my hand, but the catcher knows what it looks like coming up to a hitter.
Right.
And so maybe that's another thing is Higashioka's working with him, telling him, no, be confident in this pitch. It's doing exactly what we want it to do.
Now, another potential positive, although there is still some ways to go on this front, Josh Spores on Saturday, he threw to hitters for the first time since undergoing shoulder surgery last fall. Cody Bradford also threw to hitters for the second time in a week. So those are steps forward. For Spores, he had his fastball sitting at about 90, 91 miles per hour, which was 3 miles per hour up from the last time. And so he's still nervous and he wants his velocity to ramp up. But I thought this was a really fascinating point from him. Spohr said, I've never had surgery, so I just don't know how or when the velocity is going to come back. He said, Chris Young said it would just keep going every time out. So that's what I'm doing, is just chasing velo a little. And so you saw one appearance over one appearance. It went up 3 miles per hour. If he can get back to at least 95, I'm sure he would prefer to be sitting at 97. He'd be like, hey, I'm good to go. But it's a step in the right direction.
I'm glad you brought up that specific number, because we talked about that Saturday at the game.
Right.
Jacob DeGrom, we know, can throw 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it pretty much, like, all he's got to do is reach back and grab a little bit more. I'm always fascinated that that gun says 97 over and over and over and over. And I'm like, how does he consistently do that? And he's actually holding back a little bit to be able to do that. We know he knows he can do 100 miles an hour. So with Spores, I know he wants to get to that point. And that helps every piece of his off-speed pitches, too, because, you know, when he has that velocity, it's going to throw him off just a little bit when they're doing it. But I hope that it happens for him sometime soon.
So what if I told you that's not the most consistent thing Jacob DeGrom does? This is the wildest stat to me. You go back to March 26th. These are Jacob DeGrom's last four starts. May 26th, excuse me. He threw 81 pitches. His next start, June 1st. 81 pitches. His next start, June 7th, 81 pitches. They adjusted the pitch count afterwards, and I was so sad.
I remember I was
so sad. So it was the sixth inning, because we're at the game on Saturday.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Saturday, and there's a two-strike count, and I was like, this is his 81st pitch. He needs to get this person right here and right now. And what did he do? He struck the dude out.
It was a pop-out.
That's right. I'm sorry. It was a pop-out. But then ESPN had the pitch count one different. And so he finished at 82 pitches. But think about that. His last four starts, 81, 81, 81, 82.
That is consistency. And
that's unbelievable.
And the innings are pretty similar.
Yes.
The numbers are all pretty the same.
Yes, it is unfreaking believable. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway in honor of the Pacers in the NBA Finals. Which sports figures have streets named for them in DFW and who still deserves their own? Plus Jason Robertson info and KNC and FC Dallas Magic. All of it next on The Fan.
Terry to Nowitzki, puts up the three, puts it in! Dallas goes up by three with 26.7 remaining. A 20-2 run.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're going to get to sports figures that have streets named after them in DFW and who still deserves their own. Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. But two quick updates for you.
Jackie Redmond is very good at hockey talking. Mm-hmm.
She is. Do you think she's better, Alec, at hockey or wrestling?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm always impressed with, like, she does very long reports. And whenever they pan away, she's not doing it off a teleprompter.
Yeah, like, that's, she just knows.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You brought this up last week that it was trending in that direction. Joey Chestnut says he is officially back in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Negotiations. See, negotiations can work out for both sides.
True. And you know what?
Wieners, baby.
It's funny that you said both sides because Shane Van Gisbergen, he won the NASCAR race. And that's what I'm sticking with. He won the NASCAR race in dominant fashion. He won by 16.567 seconds. That is the largest gap between a winner and second place in almost 16 years.
Really?
Yes.
You want to do that real quick?
What do you mean?
I'll make a sound. We'll wait 16.
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Like, that's a long time to wait,
like,
listen
though. To Francesa on the air.
That's a long time to wait for the next person across
yes,
the line.
You're right. Now, he said it wasn't as easy as it looked with that massive victory because he said he battled sickness that had him feeling, quote, pretty rubbish today, leaking out of both holes. And I just thought that that was a tremendous quote to go along with a pretty historic victory, right?
Because you
there.
Wanted to win Masterpiece of the Week. That's the reason you read
that's
that.
What he said after he won by 16 plus seconds.
Yeah, but on Friday, that's what you said.
I do think that makes you drive more aggressively, and I feel like we've discussed that in the past. All right, so for Indiana, every Pacers player has now got a street named after them. In Indianapolis, which you're hosting the NBA Finals, makes a lot of sense, right?
Yes.
You don't host the game tonight, but the next one, Game 6, you will host. And so they haven't
won it though.
True.
They're in the NBA Finals.
Exactly.
And they get streets named after them.
So, I think that we have too high standards here in the DFW, all right? If you could already have Halliburton Road, Nemhard Lane,
what?
Siakam Street. I actually do really like that one. And Toppin Avenue, which again, I like that one too. That just sounds like a thing that should stay.
Sounds like a fancy street too.
Yes, regardless of if they win the series or not.
Toppin Avenue.
So when I was trying to figure it out, I could only think of two offhand. Tom Landry and Dirk Nowitzki. So are there other DFW athletes that have streets permanently named after them? And if not, we should make that change because you've got Nowitzki Way around the American Airlines Center. And then we pretty much gave a good chunk, though not all, of I-30 to Tom Landry. I know the whole thing is probably called Tom Landry Highway, but I feel like you only see those actual signs.
Oh, yeah,
signs
just the section,
up,
yeah.
Yeah, in certain places.
Is there Nolan Ryan Expressway in Arlington, I believe, is also
one of them
to add to it.
That makes a lot of sense.
In the Valley Ranch area of Irving, once home to the Cowboys, they had Touchdown Drive and Winner's Drive. I know that's not after a player, but that exists. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay.
I feel
like there should have been like a Tech Schramm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did learn this though, Kevin.
Okay, tell me.
There are 6.5 million as of 2023. Okay, so this is 2 years ago. 6.5 million streets across the country. Doesn't seem like enough. How did we get all those roads?
Okay, he's making fun of me because this is something that I've asked since the night show. This is the number one stoner question I have, Alec. How did we get all the roads?
So 6.5 million streets across the nation.
I'm sorry, Corey, think about how long it takes for us to build or fix one road now. How did we get all these done?
They cross-reference the streets with names of athletes for 2,000 names among all major sports.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Interestingly, the most popular street name in Texas doesn't even commemorate a real athlete. It's a horse named Riva Ridge. That horse, which was foaled in Virginia, died in Kentucky, won both the Derby and Belmont in 72, and has 13 streets in Texas named after it.
You said that's not a real athlete. Do you not remember when ESPN put out their best athletes of the millennium or whatever? Yeah, Secretariat was like fourth.
Evidently Texas has 206 at least.
Okay.
At least 206 streets named after athletes, which is the most in the country.
Now, do you think
for the sports
817, they should rename Harry Hines after Nico Harrison? I think Harry Hines changed it up.
What would that be?
Because that's where you get all the cheap deals. It used to be. Look, if you're a certain age, I don't know if that stigma has carried over into the next generation. Look, that used to be where the prostitutes were. All right, if you just want me to cut to the chase, that used to be where everyone thought the women of the night could be found, and that was on Harry Hines Boulevard. If you ever wanted to make a joke about it, you're like, oh, we need to take him to Harry Hines and make a man out of him or whatever. I don't know do you think I'm wrong about that? You know I'm not. I don't know.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
That you are such a liar. I don't know if that stigma is around there anymore.
So, okay. All right. Somebody said we need a Beltre Boulevard.
I like it.
I don't.
Because that feels right. Oh, because they didn't win.
Nolan Ryan has one. They didn't win, but he did have a bunch of no hitters and he accomplished a lot as a Ranger. Tom Landry won Super Bowls. Dirt won a championship.
Okay.
Does Troy Aikman need one?
Yes.
Roger?
Oh, man. That feels really wrong if he doesn't have a road.
Staubach Street?
Yeah.
Staubach Circle, even, you
ooh,
know?
Do you like Staubach Street, or would you call it Roger Road?
Roger Road. Well, if it was Roger Road, I'd just assume it's any Roger.
Roger Emmer.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs a road, too.
Yeah, he does.
Sorry to get a soft topic.
But I think Staubach Street would be dope.
Me, too.
Emmett Smith? Does he deserve one? I mean, all-time leading rusher?
I really do. I think so.
With Beltre, let me explain. I've said this multiple times. He became a Ranger. He wasn't always a Ranger. And they didn't win it all.
Okay. Which is fascinating because, like,
Corey Seager, like, Seager Street would be awesome. He became a Ranger, but he also did win it all.
Okay. Did Tom Landry become a Cowboy? Because he was with the Giants before. I never think about that. And I know Nolan Ryan became a Ranger as well, but he's from Texas. So I kind of feel like we already just had him grandfathered in.
Yeah.
But like with Adolis and with Seager, I know both of them came from other places. They hit the two most iconic home runs probably forever in the history of the franchise.
All right. That's one of those streets then that I would like one side of the street, like the eastbound side of the street, to be Seager Street. And the westbound side to be Adolis Avenue.
Okay.
So it's a split street, you know?
Okay,
so let's do that. Let me Northwest Highway. Let's rename Northwest Highway. Because we all know directions.
Sure.
Come on. But we need a Ranger's names in there.
All right. So
Bochy Boulevard.
Man, he did win it for us.
The first one ever.
Yeah.
The first one ever.
Okay, where do you draw the line? Because does there need to be like an Evan Carter Expressway, or do you think that's too far?
That's too far.
Okay, so Seager, Adolis, not Simeon.
And Bochy,
all right? Aikman.
Simeon struggled during that, but he was there all season long, you know?
All right.
What about Evaldi?
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like Evaldi deserves it. All right, that's four.
Eastbound Evaldi.
Staubach, Emmett, Aikman. Then you got to have Irvin, right?
That's part of the triplets.
Okay, so now we're already up to eight. And I don't know.
How are we gonna get Woody into the Hall of Fame if we don't name a street after him, Kevin?
Ooh, good point. All right, so Darren Woodson.
Woodson away.
Mike Modano, feel like has to be in the mix
him
here.
Or Darian Hatcher?
I'll take Modano.
Wow.
By the way.
What a Darian Hatcher hater. See, this is why the Stars don't have good defense. All you think about is Modano and his offense.
From the 903. There's a Nathan Lowe Street in South Arlington. Was that named after?
No, it wasn't. It's been there since I was a kid, but it is real. It is real.
Okay, so I was about to say, what are we doing if in Arlington? I mean, look, I like Nate Lowe a lot, but it feels like a weird order of operations that he would go ahead of Seager or Adolis. All right, so we could just pretend that that one is named after formerly our Nate Lowe.
I like Des caught it freeway. It's just because we should all remember that the NFL screwed us out of a championship.
Hey, and I just want to let you know, if you're looking at the fan text, there are a lot more aggressive ways of talking about Harry Hines Boulevard than the way I presented it. All right? A lot more aggressive. And I wasn't disputing that Harry Hines still exists. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if it's exactly the same.
Spores did close it out.
And he's about to come back.
He did. So does he deserve a Spores Street or Spores Speedway?
You know what? Because that's another guy I don't think you could have won.
Are you surprised that the state of Texas doesn't have an Autobahn where you can just drive as fast as you want on the highway?
I think we kind of do, right? There's like some parts where they're just like, hey, we upped it to 85. We're very ironically liberal about keeping track of that. And so you can just go ahead and speed through.
What?
Texas is not the most liberal state in the world.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is rude. Or I guess this one's rude.
In the country is what I would say.
From the 469 Dak Prescott lane. Just make sure it's a dead end. Oh, that's rude.
Oh my gosh.
That is rude. Funny. Still rude though.
Golly, y'all. I did not expect it to turn with that sense.
He wins it all, Kevin. That changes. All right. Dak wins it all. I don't think any current players for the Cowboys currently deserve one yet.
Okay.
Because they got to get there first.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that in history, there's the triplets, Staubach.
Yeah.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then we add Madonna. We'll add Madonna for you.
Yeah.
The Madonna Midway, if you want to. We'll throw
Man, I like that you're focused on the alliteration. Do you want?
I love alliteration.
Okay. Do you want a Pearson place?
That's good. Somebody said it's got to be the Bochy Way, and I remember they had that discussion with Dirks at the time, and the Nowitzki Way sounded like the right thing to do, but the Bochy Way is a pretty good way to go.
Oh my gosh, what about Jimmy Johnson? I now see that brought up from multiple people. I don't know why that even blanked from my head.
It's gonna happen.
It can happen.
Jerry has too much influence.
Okay.
Jerry has way too much influence. He would step in and say, no, we'll get gambling in the state before that happens.
By the way, now even more people have followed up and like, no, I heard what you were saying from the 469. Make no mistake, Kevin, Harry Hines is still that way. They're not even shy about it. They out in the daytime and everything.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, usually we're here during the daytime. So I guess from the 469. It's like the drive-through museum for prostitution, especially if you're there 5 to 6 a.m. That's the world's oldest profession, Corey.
Dang, dude. Is it?
I don't know. You've heard that phrase, though. I feel like
carpenter's pretty old.
Oh, true.
You know,
I don't know how long people been hooking.
Jesus was a carpenter.
That is true.
What's the oldest profession? This is what the middle of the day is used for, so we can learn things. We ask the good questions.
See, because I wanted to say fruit picker, but I don't know if Adam and Eve got paid for that. I guess we didn't really have like a monetary system, and I guess they did pay for it, but just in a different way.
Crap.
Right?
The phrase, quote, oldest profession is commonly used to refer to prostitution.
I told you.
However, it's important to note that survival necessities like gathering food and building shelter and caring for children were likely among the first, but Kevin was right.
See, because, okay, but if you think about it, you needed those things to live. You don't need prostitute to live. So I think they're saying that is, you don't. That's not going to embarrass me.
It sounded so definitive.
You don't. And so that's why it's a profession, because you get paid outside like money. If when you're hunting and gathering and all of that, like, you're part of the team, you need that to survive and all of that.
From the 469, I believe. No, from the 214. The oldest profession is creator, God. He was the original content creator.
That is
okay. As long as you guys are having fun.
Thank
you. Okay, I'd never really thought about it like that. That's pretty profound. I really like that.
That's what I do.
Okay, and all right, I'll concede there are a lot of updates that are like, man, Kevin, you thought it was this one way, but it's still the same way that it always was.
I am actually.
I will concede the point.
I am a little surprised that Jerry Jones doesn't already have a street named after him.
I honestly thought he did.
It would seem like that would be, now he would probably be for helping, you know, facilitate it.
Yeah.
But it would seem like with everything that he's done in the DFW area, not just the football team. There's been a lot of other things. I mean, the whole city of Frisco, Jerry kind of has that whole block out there. So there's a lot. I mean, in Arlington, too. So I'm actually fascinated that he doesn't have one already. Would you throw Jerry Jones street or a road or highway? Would you throw it out there in Frisco? Maybe rename the Dallas North Tollway. Jerry Jones Tollway. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Let's go with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Alec, if you could really bail me out and go ahead and give me cut number 11, I would appreciate that.
Somebody listen.
Shot score! On the two-man advantage, it's Robertson to tip it home. Jason Robertson with the hat trick.
You don't need a prostitute to survive. I'm sorry. That's still got
Yo,
me rolling.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Somebody said some of those women or men mm-hmm. do that so they can live. True.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is true. But I'm saying the people who engage in that, I don't necessarily think they needed to live. Right?
Yeah. No one's dying.
Okay. See? Jason Kidd, who, by the way,
we'll get to that at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that All at right. 1 o'clock. Why won't this story go away?
Man, it feels like there's one reporter who really is trying to keep it alive. All right, so let's talk about the Stars. We talked last week, or maybe it was the week before, about the prospects of trading Jason Robertson, which I still think makes sense in terms of a possibility, just because he's only got 1 year under contract. You got to think his price is going to go up after that. The Stars are still looking to reshape their team in certain ways, and they don't have a lot of money to do so. So trade makes a lot of sense. But we talked about this. I know she's a frequent guest with G-Bag. Lisa Simakopoulos said that a person with inside the organization said reports about that are completely overblown, and the team would need to be blown away by an offer to consider trading Robertson. So look, there's a couple of different ways that you can view that.
Smart.
You can view, yeah. I'm going to get to that because I think we're in the same spot. But if you take it at face value, the Stars are not particularly interested in trading Jason Robertson. Or, Corey, what I think you might be thinking is you're putting the chum out in the water of saying, like, oh, man, we love him. It'd have to be something.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I don't want to mess up their vibe here. I don't want to step all over what they're trying to sell. But that's how you start. You don't take the first offer. You never take the first. You always negotiate something else. I learned that from the movie Sinners over the weekend.
What an excellent movie that is.
Michael B. Jordan, fantastic work.
Unbelievable.
But you don't take the first offer. You go, you try and work something else out. And this is how you get the best offer initially. And then you work something even better out. And so I agree that, and you know what? That also says something to your players whenever you're saying, look, it would have to be something tremendous. We would have to be blown away. It tells your other players that's how much they value me. And it tells your players that if they do trade him, hey, man, they got the most that they could. They weren't just trying to throw this dude away. And I think it's important, but I think the first and foremost, that is them trying to set the tone for any negotiations that we want something significant. We're not just dropping this dude for no reason.
And we go back to this. We talked about this. He's going to turn 26 next month, I do believe. But in Jason Robertson, one of the things that would be on the table is you have a 26-year-old player who is averaging more than a point per game for his career.
He's a good player.
Like, obviously, that is going to be a desired quality. And I know we've had some discussions about his playoff numbers, even though we pointed out they're not as bad as apparently a lot of people think. I wonder how many organizations out there are like, we need that to get us another step or to take us to even the playoff level. So I think he'll be very, very desirable trade asset if that's out there. But I like the Stars going, hey, we're not looking to move him. If you want him, okay.
And from the 254, you don't take that first offer unless you're the Mavericks.
Look, we'll never get another offer like this again. To Desmond Bain, that trade I think made people sad all over again.
Here's the question I have about that, though. We know what Jason Robertson is.
Mm-hmm.
And we often say this about Adolis, about every other player that everybody wants to dump, is we know. If we know, then they have to know, right?
See,
as much as them going, he's this, but he couldn't even help the Stars get over there. And we watched him. We know what we saw.
I think people view it differently. I started to think about the fans' reaction differently when we first brought this up, because I still think it's a viable option to potentially make the Stars better in the long term. We got a ton of pushback with that, though. Like, with Adolis and some of these other players, I don't feel like you've particularly gotten that much pushback. They're like, yeah, that'd be fine. I loved it in 2023, whatever. We got a ton of pushback from that, both from the regular season or people saying, yeah, the one guy who showed up in the Western Conference Finals or at the very end, this year you're going to trade. What a genius idea. So I do think that he is appreciated by the fans as well, the same way that hopefully he's respected and appreciated the rest of the league, that makes him different from like your Simeon or Dolas or whoever that player he wanted to trade away.
He's played at his best at times. Like, you've seen the best version of him in the regular season for sure, too.
Yeah, 2 years ago, he might have had the best regular season, probably the best regular season in the history of Dallas Stars hockey.
But there's also that maybe we don't value him as much just because we see our own warts.
And I think another, yes, 100% I agree with that. And then I think another reason that the Stars wouldn't value him as much as maybe some other teams, I don't know if you think it's the Flyers or whoever else, is because you made the move from Rantanen. And when you made the move from Rantanen, that made, I don't know if a luxury is the right way to say it, but it made Robertson maybe less of a necessity.
The move, agree. The signing of his contract was the moment.
That's because
that was when Jim Neal decided this forward over this one.
Yeah.
Because the move, it still could have been, I mean, you were hoping that for what you gave up, you're getting more than just one playoff run.
Sure.
But it could have been. It could have been just one playoff run. The Stars then said, hey, we now would like to offer you an 8-year deal. Would you like to sign it? And he was like, yeah, sounds good to me.
Yes.
Which,
no, absolutely.
By the way, if we're seeing some of the numbers that are coming out on some of these other guys, it might look like this is going to be a steal at $12 million.
Yeah.
Because there are some other numbers right now for some other players that are even higher that you're like, whoa, hold on. So that could be really nice for the Stars.
Now, I wanted to go over a couple of things real quick. I don't know if you guys have been following this or if you've caught the fever. Obviously, the Dallas Wings have still struggled. But Caitlin Clark made her return. She hit 7 3-pointers. And they defeated the New York Liberty Saturday afternoon. The reason why that was noteworthy, that was the Liberty's first loss all season. We've tried. It hurts that the team is not that great so far. But have you guys gotten any more into WNBA? Because the Wings are 1-11, and we've talked about it. Even when Arike's showing out, even when Paige is showing out, with incredible individual performances, they've still lost those games.
Yeah.
And the one win they have is over the second worst team in the league.
So something happened over the weekend that I didn't expect. Is it DeJounte Carrington?
Oh, yeah. Instagram icon.
Have y'all seen the video of the coach saying something and she goes, it wasn't a foul, it was out of bounds. And there's a little video of that, and every tweet below that, Kevin, is just destroying her.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know that people didn't like her that much. And so
I don't think I knew that either.
This is something new to me, but they just went in on her on this. I'll find the post and see if I can show you so that you can see what I saw.
Okay, I had not heard that.
But there's, again, two things in my thought. If that's a problem, then that's obviously a problem, players and coaches. Sure. But then the other part of it is they still just have to grow defensively. And until they do that, this team is going to lack. They have to be able to shut some people down because too many times they look like they're lost on the court.
Look, if you look at the WNBA standings and opponents' points against, it is remarkable how that almost goes in order.
Yeah.
Now, I know the number one team, the Lynx now, they are third in defense. But before the Liberty lost, they were first in defense. But yeah, go to the standings for the WNBA and look at opponent's points per game. It is remarkable how much in line that falls, and it probably won't surprise you to know that the Dallas Wings give up the most points per game.
817, looks like we're getting Juju next season. From the 469, Wings are team tanked to get a number one draft.
And at least it's better than, like we talked about the last several weeks, the baseball draft, where we'll get to the Rockies. They can suck all they like, but they're not going to get the number one pick. All right. One more quick thing for you. It's the magic of the KNC masterpiece when it comes to FC Dallas.
We had
their head coach on, and we pointed out that they were playing Kansas City, and he was coming on the program. And the last time they played Kansas City, we did a show out at the FC Dallas complex, and they had won. FC Dallas had gone 6 straight matches without a victory. That is until this weekend, where once again they played Sporting Kansas City and they beat them 4-2. Lucho Acosta scored 2 goals, first multi-goal game of the season, 4th of his career, and FC Dallas is victorious. If you recall, the coach is like, I might need to come on the program all the time to get them wins.
Coach's show every Wednesday. Is that what we're shooting for now?
I think that Eric Quill is probably angling to be back on our show on Wednesday. Now, I don't have confirmation on that just yet.
I think he enjoyed being on the show so much. He was like, oh, man, I'm glad they asked this. Now I can go ahead and swing out my pitch. Maybe I should be on the show more often if that happens.
That's a tough call, though, because I remember Paxton Pomacall said he would come on the show every day if we wanted. And we were like, that would probably last for 2 days. And then you'd be like, guys, I got stuff to do.
But you know what? Sometimes it could just be a phone call. What's up, dude? Oh, man, I'm out here right now training. All right, man, we get back at it. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Well, how awesome would it be if we had a week, every week, we had just one random, a couple of different random cowboy here, a ranger there. All we did was call and say, hey, what's up? And they said, hey, what's up back to us. And that was it. That was the interview.
Is this like the Micah saying goodnight to Shoddy? Yeah,
we just chat, you know, for a second, said what's up to him. Everybody would be looking forward to hearing it. Maybe they even like, hey, I got one thing I need to tell you guys real quick. That would be awesome. I've decided. That's what we're going to start doing now.
Okay.
No more interviews. We're just going to call Jerry for a second. And he's going to be like, guys, it's been good talking to you. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. I imagine if he called in out of the blue, it might be with something else to say.
I'm furious with you guys.
Yeah. We'll look into that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
The only thing Kevin pays attention to during a baseball game. We do it next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.